This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McMahon.
Thank you, bitch! Get up and rip this motherfucker's butt open! Make him lick his own shit off! You're a huge fucking cock!
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And right, and now...
Yeah! Now that you opened up the demon... in me! Joe could not follow directions as I just saw out of the corner of my fucking eye. You're like a fucking 2-year-old. I swear to God. I said, don't do something. He goes, okay. And then literally on camera, you see him doing it.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, you have to. You have to contain yourself.
I had to fix the
It's
way.
Called a show. We're putting on a show, Joe. We have. Why bring the chorus girls out and then just fucking cripple them? You have to let them dance first. Don't cripple them. Let
them
dance.
Depends on what kind of show it is.
Yeah, come on. It's not a fucking snuff film. Goddamn. It's the Ham Radio Show live.
That's right. It is.
Here, of course, on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening. It's Halloween, or as you mortals call it, Halloween. 718-577-1389. The phone lines are open. Plus, of course, the thing that Joe just got caught on, the ham cam, fully operational and ready to go.
Yes.
For you, right there in the Facebook Live suite, ready and operational, of course, on my Facebook page. Yes.
Yeah.
So you want to already, like, let the cat out of the... You're chomping at the fucking bit, aren't you? Oh. Joe went out.
He's like a kid on
Christmas. I know,
Christmas.
He literally is.
Oh, he's worse.
He went out. Hold on. I know, he doesn't... Can we give it somewhat of a build-up, asshole? Is it fucking possible to do somewhat of a build-up here? Okay. To be somewhat professional?
The only thing that's building up is the fuzz under on his lip.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because God forbid Joe would shave.
Hey,
it's not November yet.
I'm going to make handlebars out of this.
Yeah. and your wife is still not going to hold on to him.
That's true.
All right, so listen, here's what's going on. All right, so Joe went out to the store.
I did.
And spent his hard-earned greenbacks.
I did, yeah.
Because we were talking about, we were last week on the program, we talked about how Danny is not here.
He's on sabbatical.
Yeah, he hasn't been here in a while.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard hide nor hair from him. In a while. Billy lives in the same building, has not seen Danny.
Aww.
I know, it's sad. And we haven't seen or heard from him. We don't know what's going on. So we were contemplating that we had to get a replacement or somebody to at least fill the void.
That's right.
Because Billy now is technically the producer. And as you can see, he produced nothing. He let Joe just run amok. And he didn't put anyone in. Nobody's in check. Just run amok.
I fixed the static.
Where to put it.
No, okay, wait a minute.
It would have been out of the way.
No, it so wouldn't have, because literally, it would have been on camera.
No, it would have been.
It so would have.
Yep.
And thank you. At least a fucking DVD Rich.
There he goes again.
Yeah, Java Boy.
We could keep it DVD.
Well, he's making his entrance, so you might as well. Joe went out and bought a Danny puppet.
Hi, folks.
I know, and he's... You're not on mic.
Yep.
Can you get on mic? Can you actually...
But he hits his head.
I know. Be an engineer. And actually, I got to take these fucking...
I hit my head on the mic.
Yeah, where's the air conditioner button?
Oh, I don't know.
Go get that remote over there, Java Boy. Because my friggin'... I got a four-year-old over fucking here with a puppet now replacing Danny. And he didn't turn the air on. He's not in his little air section, so he doesn't get the bitch.
You are a prick, you know.
How am I a prick? You're the one that literally... I have one, my guy that is supposed to be filling in for Danny.
You're abusing me.
Telling you to put the thing on camera, but hide it. Hide it in plain sight.
Right behind here where nobody can see.
Dude, they so would be. It's a puppet with legs and arms and a hat.
Look,
and a pretty nifty fucking turtleneck,
like
if I don't
say
so
fuck
myself.
Fuck you.
All right, so.
Okay.
What happened is, so now we have a new character on the show.
I know.
Who I did give a theme song to, but of course Joe wanted to, he couldn't wait.
I couldn't wait.
At all. You want the theme song now?
Okay.
When we need the Danny puppet.
Okay.
You'll hear this song, all right?
Derp. Derp 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 derp
derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp
derp derp derp
derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp derp
derp derp derp
derp derp.
No, you got to build him a little stage there. He's got to come up a little more.
Yeah, you got to... First, yeah,
stand right. Him up.
Get him on camera. Make sure it's okay. So now...
Okay, I got pants.
Yes.
My pants?
By the way, Jason in the Facebook Live says that it can't be Danny because he doesn't have a cock that's 9 inches. So,
how do you know?
How do you know?
Living in my pants?
Danny Puppet, can you point to your penis?
I sure can.
There you go. Why does your whole body have to move, Danny Puppet?
Because it's that big. Yeah, it's only a 12-inch puppet.
Nine inches. I got 9 inches of cock, boys and girls.
Oh, there you go.
I'm 23 inches tall.
Oh.
Bazinga.
Right there.
Yeah.
And would you please figure, can you take Danny Puppet's hand?
It's my first
and
day.
Move your mic. Use Danny Puppet's hand, dead, and move your mic to the...
Yeah, because you're feeding yourself up with
there
it.
There you go.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's
why don't you back Danny Puppet up a little
That's
bit?
Much better.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
So Danny Puppet can be on camera in the right way.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
So for all goods and services now that Danny used to do, Danny Puppet will now be filling in.
That's right.
Okay. So when we need something, and Danny Puppet is called upon, you will, of course, hear the Danny Puppet song. Like, you'll hear this song. Maybe I'll clap. I'll go, Danny Puppet! Because we have to have time for Joe to put the puppet on. I think, really...
That's pretty good.
But we should also have, I think, like auditions for people to play the puppet.
Yeah.
Like, because you are okay at it.
It's
at best.
My first day.
I know. So you're gonna have the whole day to fuck with it.
Okay.
All right. You have Danny Puppet the whole 2 hours of the show.
I'm with
this.
Shove
your hand up his ass all day long.
The whole day. I mean, on this Halloween, you can have your. You can definitely do that.
Do I get candy?
It depends.
You
where
want
you
candy?
Put in your hand.
Yeah. Here you go. Let's see. Now, see, it's also interactive. The puppet can grab.
You asshole, I can't eat.
Just Danny Puppet, take a Snickers.
All right.
Off the thing. There you go.
Okay.
Okay, you dropped one of the mango things near your 9-inch penis.
Wait a minute. I told you I can't eat.
Well, can you get the penis, the one near your penis?
Okay.
You have to drop the Snickers.
It's got
to
feed it, too, you know.
There you go.
It's got to grow up big and strong.
This is better. This is one of those Chinese candies.
Yes, it is. Are you going to go trick-or-treating later,
so
Danny Puppet?
It's got lead paint on it?
If they give me money, I'll do it.
By the way, Danny Puppet is getting his own webpage on hamradioshow.com. Just so you know. That's already in the works. All right, Danny Puppet?
Okay.
Yeah, everyone loves this song, too.
Yes.
Jason said it should be Joe's song.
It is. Well, technically,
it's both. Yeah,
because Joe is the one working the puppet. So.
I like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Danny Puppet.
Joe who?
Something tells me.
I'm sorry. Is this like Lamb Chop and Sari Lewis? You're two separate people. I'm sorry, Danny Puppet. I know. By the way, Billy has a question for Danny Puppet.
Oh, what is that?
I got a strange feeling. Next week, Danny Puppet's mouth is going to be like covered with some sort of substance. And it won't be able to open.
Wait a minute. Let me guess. Show me jizz. Number one answer, Billy. Oh, number one answer.
I don't know why I think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I know it's going to happen.
I got to get a girl puppet for that.
But wait a minute. What do you think?
What?
That Joe.
Yeah.
Can I speak to Joe, please? Not Danny Puppet.
I'm sorry, he's not available.
All right. Let me ask the room.
Okay.
Do you think?
Ask me. I'll tell you.
Well, no. I'm going to ask the room. Danny Puppet, you can jump in if you want.
Okay.
Can I ask the room if do you think that Joe?
Yeah.
Would masturbate?
Oh, sure.
Using the puppet tank. Like.
Using the hand and the mouth.
The hand as a mode of transportation.
That's an interesting theory.
And the mouth as pretty much the mouth as, you know.
The receptacle.
As a place to deposit.
So what you're saying.
Yes.
What you're saying.
Yes, Danny Puppet.
Will I do this with my hand on somebody else?
Well, would Joe manipulate you?
That would be child abuse, you fat fuck.
I don't know if it's really child abuse, because technically you're not a child.
Sure I am.
It would be puppet abuse, if anything.
Okay.
Check the tag on the shirt that was made in 1988. It's perfectly legal now.
Yeah, it's
true. I'm an old puppet.
You are an old puppet.
Cool.
Yeah. You are definitely an old puppet.
I'm very old.
Now, actually, technically, it would be elder abuse if we let Joe actually fondle himself with a puppet.
Yeah, there you
go. Wouldn't that be the crime that we're actually committing here, folks?
They'd have a place for him.
Yeah.
They'd put him in a nice special cell.
Ooh, you think so?
Padded.
Oh.
Medication 3 times a day.
Get a fucked up bologna sandwich.
All you really hear is like you'll hear like fucking porn, you know, in the background. You're like, and then
it's my song.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
There you go. So now we have a new character.
Okay.
It's a Hamoween here on the show.
Can I go away now?
That's up to you. You were so chomping at the bit, Danny Puppet, to come out.
Yeah, I know, but Joe's hand is sweaty.
Is Joe's hand sweaty now? It's not Danny Puppet. It's not the first time you've had a sweaty man's hand inside of you.
That's true.
You know that.
That's true.
Would you like to go back to the land of Maple Leaf?
Okay.
All right. Let me play you out, okay?
Okay, thank
Everyone
you.
Everyone say goodbye to Danny
so
Puppet.
Bye, Danny Puppet.
Bye, Danny Puppet.
He's kind of like that Batman villain that had the puppet.
Ventriloquist.
Yes.
I'll come back later.
Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Puppet. No, no, that wasn't your cue to come back, Danny Puppet. Danny Puppet, go sit on the giant pig.
I was thinking a curtain call.
No, no, don't do a curtain call. Get out of here.
Are you sure?
You can have one at 8:05.
Get out of here, Danny Puppet. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to sleep.
How much of the show do we have left?
Too much. Oh, Danny Puppet, get the fuck in the box, Danny Puppet. Down, Danny Puppet. So, yeah, that's pretty much what... Yeah, that's wrong, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Who gave Danny Puppet a fucking horn?
I
God damn it. I think I lost one of my sound effects
like
already.
Danny Puppet.
All right, get out of here, Danny Puppet. Get out of here.
Where's Brooklyn at?
Wow, it's like Pavlov's dog. Put it on top of the pig, motherfucker. Holy shit. Joe is like literally does not listen to the show when he's on it.
What?
I went, put the puppet on the pig.
What?
Oh, why can't he just sit there?
The puppet's dumb fuck.
No, you dumb fuck. The hat is attached to the pig. All right? Put the hat back on the pig, Joe. There you go. Can't find the hole. Story of your life. Now put the fucking puppet in the corner against the wall. So it's back there? Yeah. There you go. Right under Triple G's titties.
That's why you're in charge.
It's why I'm in charge.
I'm telling you.
You can't function. Before the show starts, I said put them on the floor. You put them fucking on this side.
No.
Billy's telling you to put them on camera. You hit your head on the microphone 17 times. Please.
No, I can't.
All right?
I can't believe that.
You are fucking bad at what you do. The babies are laughing at you. How many did you get any trick-or-treaters?
Not many. We don't get a lot here for some reason. I think they're afraid of me.
Just look at the people that come in the house. They no wonder they don't.
No, really. I have a whole box. I have a lot of candy.
That may be why they don't show up.
That's because 364 days of the year, Joe goes, hey, little kids, want some candy?
Hey, little girl.
Come on, it's candy.
I have something to show you.
Got rid of the van.
It's in my lollipop holder.
Come on, kids.
It's in my lollipop holder.
Come on, kids. Come over my house.
Ooh, you'd like to see my fudgicle?
Call the cops. Wow. All right.
Have you seen my Walnetto?
No, don't. Why do you have to make it more creepy than it already fucking was? Thank you. Jesus Christ.
It's Halloween. We can be creepy on Halloween.
Well, here's
there's what... creepy and then there's just wrong.
There's, oh, Jesus. Yeah.
What, pedophilia is wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus, cool Billy. Story, bro.
Yeah, thank Joe. Billy taking it again. A daring stance.
Yes.
Pedophilia, in fact, wrong.
They'll never fire you from NBC. Yep.
There you go.
They won't hire me either.
Did you see that Megyn Kelly, by the way, who was fired from
NBC?
She's
getting $48 million.
Wait a minute. Is it official or are you just pulling that out of your ass?
Well, that's what TMZ said today.
All right.
So I don't know how official they are.
Well, somebody look it up on TMZ and see if we... That would be Billy's
because
job.
They really didn't
Billy,
just
folded arms,
her.
Not moving.
Well, what the fuck am I looking up, you dumb fuck?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Let's see if... Did you follow...
All I know is Megyn Kelly...
Okay, and TMZ.
And... And
hold
what
on.
Am I looking for?
Hold on, Scooby!
I'm sure...
Hold on, Scooby! We'll draw you a fucking map!
Whatever.
TMZ,
sure.
Megyn Kelly!
Yeah.
They got two things right there.
Whatever.
If you went on TMZ... If you wrote in TMZ and Megyn Kelly on Google, I'm betting you money you're going to get today's article. Now, I don't know, because I don't know how your computer works on this side of the hemisphere.
Well...
But I'm telling you, you'll get something.
All right, so what I got here,
it
says Megyn Kelly told NBC she'll sign confidentiality agreement.
There you go.
For $10
million.
An extra $10 million. Wait, an extra $10
million
to what?
She's entitled to $38 million on her contract.
Okay.
And if she wants, but to sign a non-disclosure, she wants extra $10
million. An extra $10
million.
On top of the, what, how many million was she supposed to get?
38.
So her contract was $38 million left?
Left on the contract.
Left on the contract. So $38 million plus the $10 million she's going to get.
For non-disclosure.
Okay. So she can't talk shit about NBC.
Exactly. She can't write a book.
She can't write a book, can't make a movie, can't do anything.
No, can't do
nothing. A non-disclosure means can't do shit. You got to keep your yap shut.
Absolutely.
And you get, you know, $10 million.
What did she say that was so bad anyway? I didn't catch that.
On her show, which is now canceled, I would ask Billy to bring up the audio, but he'll yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
On her show that was canceled, the third hour of the Today Show.
Yeah.
Which was called Megyn Kelly Today, which was brilliant. She asked a simple question, which this is why I worry about how we live in a world where you, if you're white and you don't know, you can't even ask the question because then you're racist. That part boggled my mind. Because there's a difference. She was talking about for if you're white,
yeah.
And can you dress up for Halloween? I'm paraphrasing her exact quote.
Yeah.
Can you dress up for Halloween if you're not trying to be like an asshole about it?
Yeah.
Like you're not trying to do Sambo and fucking do a minstrel.
Yeah.
And you're literally just, you want to be Diana Ross, like the chick that she was talking about in the article. Mm-hmm. That was one of the housewives, I think it was. One of those Andy Cohen housewives was at a party dressed up like Diana Ross, and she got some flack. The woman is white, and I believe she maybe put a little bronzer on. I don't know.
I got it.
But I know for a fact the question that was asked was, is it wrong for white people to dress? And now she used the word blackface.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like doing it for Halloween, which is today, it's Halloween. I didn't see any black characters, white people dressed as black people.
Uh-huh.
But my point is, you can't even ask the question anymore. You can't ask the question like why the hell? Hey, by the way, I just want to know if I could, I don't know, maybe do something. If say you love that character in a movie. In honor of that character, you want to be that person for Halloween.
Samuel L. Jackson.
What about Black
Panther? You want to be Samuel L. Jackson.
Black Panther.
Black Panther was a mask, so anybody could be Black Panther.
Well, are you allowed? This is Black Panther.
You can be Black Panther because you're wearing a mask.
Oh, okay.
You're wearing an actual suit.
So you're not changing the makeup.
Yeah, saying don't get the shoe polish out.
Cork.
Yes, I know. That because you were fucking, from the 30s.
Well, yeah.
I understand that.
It was acceptable.
But no, it wasn't. It wasn't acceptable back then either.
Yes, it was. Everybody did it.
Wrong then, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure that black people didn't like white people dressing up with big fucking lips and white rings around their eyes going, oh, mammy. I don't think they liked it.
They didn't say nothing about it.
Of course they didn't say anything. They weren't allowed to talk half the time.
Well, maybe.
All right? So you have to understand. Maybe. We understand that blackface came from a bad place. We get all that. However, her fucking question is kind of still valid.
Yeah.
Isn't her question valid? Can't she fucking literally go,
oh, yeah,
like, hey, if you wanted to dress up like Java Boy just said, you want to dress up like Samuel L. Jackson, you want to do Nick Fury for fucking Halloween, and you want to be the Nick Fury from the movies, not the Nick Fury that was played by David Hasselhoff in the comic books and the movie. And you want to be that Nick?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Look it up.
Yes, he did.
The agent, director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And you guys wonder why I don't pay attention to these things.
Well, all I'm asking Billy is pay attention to every other word. This one falls asleep enough and has a puppet on his hand. I need you, motherfucker. All right? I got no more Danny. You're Danny. I need you to pay somewhat attention. Every other word. If you hear, David, fuck Hasselhoff. Just go to the next word. S.H.I.E.L.D. Whatever you do, just stick with us.
No.
But if you want to be Nick Fury, and you want to play the Samuel L. Jackson one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between going to a makeup person, a real makeup person?
Because they'll put a mask on you and then mold it.
Doesn't matter. It's still, you're still a white person,
right? But it's not
being black.
You don't have the actual makeup on your face. You have a mask on, and then that has the stuff.
So you're saying a protective layer of latex, just like in
pretty
the
much would make
you.
It fine. Yeah.
So that's
I guess. I don't know. I'm just...
I do need... By the way, hi, Debbie. Hi, Kathleen. A lot of people are talking here.
Hey, guys.
Kathleen, by the way, in the Facebook Live suite is saying, be whoever you want. Let me just... I fucking went right past that. Be whoever you want to be, because by doing so, you're being yourself. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an actual fan...
I used to dress up as a woman all the time. I wasn't gay.
What about if you want
to be...
Here's one.
Well, you just had your hand up a kid.
You want to be Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Now what do you do?
Do you have to be the white one or the black one? You got to pick a decade.
Joe's working
on it right now. He's got the kid on his hand.
Yeah. You got to pick the decade. If you want to be Ben Michael Jackson, yes.
Yeah.
You could be the Off the Wall album, sure. Or you could be... I'm hanging out with Macaulay Culkin on the Ferris wheel, Michael. That's a little later. Then I guess I can play him
because
he was white at that point. I'm just trying to figure out the MO, the motive the modus operandi, of the hatred. I get, we get that. Look, we're not Neanderthals. We, everyone but Joe. Sorry, let me rephrase. We get the fact
make it
that
snappy,
blackface.
Will you?
I will. That blackface is bad. We got that. We're gonna be like Billy. We're gonna take those firm stance. Hashtag. Blackface is bad.
Only if you're named Al Jolson.
All right.
Too sensitive.
Oh, mammy.
What happened when Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson...
There was a shitstorm with that.
Yeah, but it was her idea to do it.
Right,
you know?
But nobody gave a fuck. They just bastardized Danson forever.
Yeah, Danson got bastardized. Whoopi didn't get shit.
Yeah, but he still got his TV show.
It took years for him to get back, though.
Yeah, but...
No,
he was Cheers.
For a while.
Cheers was done by that time.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't really made. He, would he make American Made with Whoopi? With the one where he's the father of the kid?
Because
first off.
Well, he got two TV shows after that.
No,
it came later.
Becker was way later.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it took a long time for him to get anything again because of that shit.
Time goes by fast.
Yeah, I mean. Look, people will forget. Megyn Kelly will be back on television. I'm not worried about Megyn Kelly.
She's
a hot piece of ass.
Yeah.
Let's be fucking honest. This is where the Twitter world and everyone else needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, Megyn Kelly's fucking hot.
Yeah.
She's going to get back on television.
I
she used to be a ratings juggernaut for
Absolutely.
Fox. Now, Rupert is the only one. Rupert Everett. That's not his fucking name.
Rupert Murdoch
still owns Fox, am I correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
But the fat dude's dead.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was running it.
Yeah.
He's dead. And Bill O'Reilly gone.
Well, but O'Reilly's going to be back. They've had him on doing his book and everything.
Yeah, but that's not the same. That's not giving him a show.
No, it'll take some time.
Okay, but so which is worse? A girl who asked a question about race, or a guy who was like, hey, can you come over and loot for my balls? You got to ask this question.
Yeah.
But Megyn Kelly will be back. I'm not worried about Megyn Kelly.
No,
Besides,
she's got $40 million. Yeah. They're going to give her anyway. It'll hold her for a while.
She'll team with Oprah. They'll do some sort of like
Ebony and Ivory.
They'll do some healing aspect thing that'll be on.
But yet again, here's the question as we're going to break. Am I correct, Billy?
Yeah, like right. 3 minutes ago. But
well,
yeah.
Yet again, my producer. Wrap it up, but he doesn't say go into the break sign. Did anyone see Billy do the break sign?
No,
I'm going to ask this question. Unless the break sign is fold my arms and look at my keyboard.
If
that is, we should have broke at the beginning of the show.
What I said, it's...
You said wrap it up. You did not. Let's take a vote. Am I wrong or is Billy? Did Billy say take a break? Make it quick is not go to break.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. If your fiance says the same thing to you in the bedroom, does that mean take a break?
Yeah.
She goes, no, make it quick. Yeah. Right?
Hurry up and fucking get it over with.
That's two different things. All right, when we come back, we'll ask the question. Is asking if blackface... a horrible thing to do.
I wasn't paying
attention. Well, I know you are. No one is on this fucking show. I'm the only one and the fans who have to listen to your drivel. 718-577-1389 is Halloween here on the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
You are a rich, gooey devil's food cake that I want to drop my face into and go...
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You are listening to Ham Radio. So give me a hell yeah.
My fire's burning bright. Up to faces in the night. I remember Halloween. Dead cats, hack and football. To the dead or out in trouble. I remember Halloween. Brown leaves, but it goes.
Yeah!
I remember Halloween. This day, and a big goal. Gonna buy this hack and football. I remember Halloween.
It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are live on HamRadioShow.com as well as multiple other internet radio outlets. Tons of channels have picked up the uncrowned kings of reality radio. If you want to call us up, 718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody. It is, of course, Halloween right here on the show. And also, if you're watching the ham cam, you'll see the one and the only, the new character on our show, where Joe, of course, did not wait for instructions, and he didn't even let us play the song for the character.
It's my first day.
I know. He just doesn't listen. You don't listen anyway. If it was your 13th day, you wouldn't fucking listen.
It wouldn't make a damn difference.
I think you guys ought to welcome me better.
No, fuck off, Danny Puppet.
Fuck you.
The real Danny I miss. This Danny Puppet's starting to get fucking annoying already.
Oh, you're not such a nice man after all.
Yeah, suck a bag of dicks.
Okay.
You good there? All right. But I've noticed that Billy has forgotten all his arm movements. I think he's having a stroke.
No, not yet.
Because, like, instead of, you know, like, we've decided, like, when I need the pot raised, yeah. Just to go in some technical jargon on the show, the thumbs up. Danny Puppet, give me a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, the thumbs up.
For Billy.
Billy does this.
Bring it off.
Just like a, yeah, but that doesn't help me. Like, literally, stop changing the game. Just tell me what the fuck you want with the normal things. When we last left us, we were talking about, is blackface a crime against humanity if you're doing it for the right reason? Or, how about this?
Or is black there people, a right reason?
Thank you. Black people call the show. Is there a right reason? I think if you're doing it, because I remember a while back there was a kid who was doing a report about Martin Luther King for his school. He was a little kid. I mean, maybe 10 years of age. Somebody could probably Google this story and find it later on in life. But
10 years of age. He dressed up in a suit. He did blackface. He wanted to look like Martin Luther King when he gave the report. It was an oral presentation in front of his class. He got sent home. He got yelled at. He kind of got the scarlet letter, and the kid became like a fucking, like a pariah in the world because he was in blackface, and he was, you know, oh, he's wrong for doing that. And you're like, but if the kid is doing it out of love and respect.
Respect, yeah.
And the kid doesn't have
a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah. He's not like a Klans member kid. He's like literally doing it because he actually gave a shit about Martin Luther King.
I wonder if they would have done that if he dressed up like Billie Jean King, you know.
In a skirt and a pair of glasses?
Yeah, like a female or something, a female tennis player or something like that.
You probably would too, because there's probably someone, some transgender community that would think that he's...
Yeah. There's always somebody.
There's somebody always to complain. We were talking about that, let's see, what is this? Nick just put up a Daily News story. Hold on for a minute.
The kid was in the second grade.
Is this the article? Good job. See, Nick actually pays attention. None of these motherfuckers do.
Nick does more work than all of them.
I know. Second grader.
he does have it. It is in his defense.
Did he speak?
I said a second grader.
Wait, after I said, what does Nick have on the screen? And then you said a second grader. How am I supposed to know? Yet again.
You were saying.
Hold on for a minute. We have to have a serious conversation right now. How do I fucking know you have the article if you don't fucking make a noise?
All right. From now on, I will make plenty of noise. Don't worry.
On a talk show.
Don't worry. You'll get plenty of noise.
Really? What's the noise going to be so we fucking know?
Well, when I have the noise, I'll let you know.
I'm waiting because this is... Thank you. This is sarcastic, Bill, who wants to be like, I'm a tough guy. I'm going to make a noise.
I'm not.
So you want the horn to make the fucking noise?
What noise are you going to make? I'll let you know.
Are you going to do a sound effect? Are you going to wave a flag, shoot sparklers at her ass? I just don't know. I haven't decided yet. I just want to know. So then, Billy, you tell the story. You have the story, so tell us.
I don't have the story. I got the news story.
That's the news story. So what do you
got? Not the daily news story.
No, you have audio, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
So let me hear the audio. Let's hear the audio about the kid.
I have a dream today.
There you go.
That one day, little black boys and black girls.
This is Sean King, a second grader at Meridian Ranch Elementary.
I liked it. I was sorting for it.
He's all dressed up for a class presentation.
I worked very hard. I did try my best. I have a dream today. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation.
Sean is portraying a historical figure assigned by his teacher.
Well, Martin Luther King Jr.
He said, Mom, I want to wear a suit because that's what he wore, and a black tie, and I have to wear a white shirt. And he said, also, I want to do my face in black.
I want to be like it, because I thought it was a fun project to do.
His black face paint landed him and his parents in the principal's office.
They thought it was inappropriate and it would be disrespectful to black people. But I say that it's not. I like black people. I don't want to be mean to them. It's just a costume. I don't want to insult anybody.
The school district says a staff member and some students were offended by the face paint.
When other students are offended by something, it's really the principal's role to make sure that the educational environment is safe for all the students.
But students were never mentioned in the complaint.
What a crock of shit.
Really?
They were told it was a female staff member who was offended. Other parents, including a PTA member, said there was no problem with Sean's face paint.
It's not about them. This was about a second grade class and their project. It had nothing to do with the woman that was taking it the wrong way. And I think she needs to realize the bigger picture. If my own son had been chosen to be Martin Luther King, I would have, he's a blonde, I would have gotten him a black wig, and I probably would have painted his face too.
I don't think there's another way.
Despite an outcry of support, Sean was still asked to wash his face, but his parents refused and pulled him out of school.
I think it's pretty sad that you've got a principal, you've got faculty members that are acting the way they are when they should be the ones setting the example for the children.
I learned something when I went into that office. Don't be afraid. Have a strong voice.
He's proud. He's proud of what he did, and I'm proud of what he did, too.
In Colorado Springs, Samantha Anderson, ABC News.
All right, so now let's just...
I have a dream.
Thank you.
For whatever reason, it doubled up.
It's okay. I thought maybe that was going to be your noise. I didn't know. Just play I Had a Dream, and we'll know it's you. The point that the kid made, and I think the mother actually made the best point, when she goes, it's not about them, the woman that were in question that supposedly took it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to that phrase?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the phrase, you took it the wrong way?
Yeah.
Like, how about, I don't give a fuck if you're offended because you took it the wrong way.
Yeah.
My child did not go out of his way to be fucking racist. My child.
How about fucking common sense? Where you know the child ain't trying to offend nobody.
Common sense wait, first of all, common sense doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So don't even try to fuck with that argument because that's not
existing. I see that every day. Yeah. That's dead.
That's gone. Dead and buried, yo. So common sense off the table. The fact still is the kid is not trying. You're right. The kid is not trying to be that.
No.
Like if he walked up and before he delivered the speech, he was doing this shit. Then, you know,
walking up like George Jefferson,
yeah,
you know, something like that. Yeah,
I gather that would be bad, right? We're all like, if he fucking ended the speech with, you know,
smoke weed every day,
bad, not good.
Well, you know,
I had a dream.
What if he did like what Richie said? What if he wanted to be Michael Jackson or Kanye West or something like that? You know. You know,
the point is he's showing respect to a historical figure.
Yeah.
And not only that, this is not Halloween. This is school.
That's another.
He was given a project that the kid did the work for, read the book, loved the book, went out of his way.
He couldn't find a white man that was good enough.
Went out of his way.
Well, he was assigned this person by the teacher.
Oh, he was assigned?
Yes. Yes.
Give me a break.
Went out of the way, though, to do the project. Did it to the best of the, beyond the best of his ability.
If he was a movie actor, he'd have to put on blackface.
I remember when school you used to have show and tell. I guess they don't do that no more, huh?
No.
Now it's just show and yell. You show somebody something, they go, oh, that's offensive.
That's not good.
Oh, it's bad.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, it's bad. Put it away. No. Put it away. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's bad. I don't like it. Oh, it's bad.
It's a pet rock.
It doesn't matter. It's offensive. The rock is black, and my family used to own black people. It's offensive. I don't like it.
I'm going to have a traumatic experience.
Oh, one time a black person walked by me. I don't like it. It's offensive. Yeah. I don't like it. I went to a black movie once, and I don't like it.
I saw him on the stairs.
I don't like it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have every right to be offended. We've discussed this so many times on this show, it's annoying.
Yes.
You have every right to be offended, but this kid, who's not going out of his way to offend anyone, literally just wanted to show the love and appreciation that he had for MLK, who by far, if we had more MLKs and less fucking Reverend Al Sharpton's and Kanye West's in the world, we would be a lot better because that guy preached love and tolerance and respect and everything.
He was Gandhi, nonviolence.
And then we have all the other bullshit in the world who
he
fucking don't care.
He put up with a lot of shit that
absolutely.
He had to deal with.
He was like Black Gandhi.
Yeah, that's exactly where he got
Black Gandhi.
That's where he got his routine.
I can't do the Gandhi voice because that would be offensive.
That would be offensive,
I know. And oh, who's on my phone?
Yes, it's Gandhi.
Who is this?
It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Deb.
Hi, Debbie.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Deb.
I just wanted to point out that the reason why blackface is so offensive is because when it was originally done, it was done just to depict the slave population.
Absolutely. Totally agree with that.
So it's almost like putting up, like, a rebel flag or, you know, wearing something like that because back then, even though people don't intend to now, back then it specifically was to make fun of the slave, the slave population, and they would depict them as uneducated, dumb, clumsy people.
Okay,
and they don't want them being depicted that way anymore.
Right, but Debbie,
nobody wants that.
Hold on, Debbie, but we're not talking about doing a minstrel, and we're not talking about doing Al Jolson and doing Sambo and all that kind of shit. These people that would go out, like, I remember also, I think it was Juliana Huff, who the dancer. She dressed up like somebody from Orange is the New Black. I think she did Crazy Eyes or something from Orange is the New Black, and who happens to be black, and she put a little black, like a tanner, on her face to look more like the character, because she loved the character. She wasn't coming out and going, oh, mammy, give me some candy. She didn't do anything like that. Yeah, do you understand what I'm saying? There is a difference, and I'm not promoting blackface.
No, there is a difference.
Debbie, I love you. I know. You want to have hot sex with me. I understand.
Wow, yeah.
I would never disagree with you.
Oh, baby.
Let me just eat your ass.
I love it.
What I'm saying is that there is a difference between... First and foremost, let's also just rewind. NBC wanted to get rid of Megyn Kelly.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with blackface.
Well, her ratings down?
Her ratings were shit.
Oh.
Her ratings?
Their ratings? Yeah, this was just the reason.
Yes. The only thing with lower ratings is us.
Okay.
And Megyn Kelly was getting kicked out of NBC. Everyone knew this. The writing was on the wall. We all knew it was done. I talked to people who work at NBC because NBC is directly across the street from where I work.
So why did they just cancel her show and put
because
her into
they can't.
The
they have this little thing called a contract.
Right.
Let me tell you how I. This is a guy you've been in the entertainment business.
No,
show.
No, I understand.
So
that.
The contract is there.
Yeah.
Okay, she can't fucking. She has to be in violation of some form of the contract. They can literally say it's an ethics violation in your contract. In your contract. There could be an article, you know, 45B in your contract that clearly states you can't do anything racial or blah, 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 whatever. However they word it, and now you have violated some kind of ethic and morals code, and now we can take you to task. So now we can fire you and then go through arbitration to figure out if we're even going to give you any money. Because their best bet is if Megyn Kelly, who, by the way, is a lawyer, knows where the bodies are buried in NBC. Like, she knows, like, some of the deals. Your best bet is to pay her the $10 million to shut her the fuck up. Okay? Because it's not the first... And this is, by the way, as much as everyone wants to talk about Megyn Kelly's track record, like, can we talk about NBC's track record with contracts?
Not very good.
Not very good at all. Not very good at all. So I have to bring up Conan?
Conan, yeah.
Okay?
I was gonna say that.
Not very good. All right?
They'd rather pay him off.
So now, by the way, NBC, as part of the thing... part of the contract negotiation, they're actually changing the name of the channel.
Uh-huh.
NBC now stands for the No Blackface Channel.
No Blackface.
Yeah, you can't have it. They just want to make sure that black people understand that they do not enjoy the blackface over at NBC.
Is that why they're not the Peacock Network anymore?
No more. It's no more. Because peacocks sound too much like the word cock,
right.
And somebody can get offended by that.
And also had the rainbow, you know, it offended the gays.
Like, I know for a fact that Gina on the phone,
Gina
on the phone, if you say peacock, she gets wet. So I understand. You can't just do that, right, Gina? Gina, stop rubbing your pussy for 4 seconds and answer the question. Jesus Christ.
Gina's not on the phone.
Who is this?
Debbie.
I know, but you literally. The best part was that I fucked that up, but I still recouped because I remembered it halfway through, but I still I went forward on it because I was reading something else at the same time. Debbie.
Yes.
I'll still fuck you anyway.
You see, he can't.
No, I fucked up. I read something on the thing. I was reading. You want to know exactly what it was? I was reading. Somebody just joined the chat room at the exact same time. The green bubble came up, and it was Gina. So I'm reading Gina, and I'm talking to Debbie. I fucked up, Joe. I admit it. Asshole. This is from the asshole who fucked up this morning. Fucked up today.
What?
Before with the I'm setting up my button bars. These things, like, we have these new sound effects on the show. And Joe, like, by happenstance, decides to tell me, "Oh, by the way, it's probably the power plug."
Yeah, well.
Yeah, halfway after we all run around trying to figure it out what it is, what's making the noise.
Don't you think I had to figure it out?
Eddie, I have to make a request.
Yes. Is it get
the
Billy off the show?
The puppet needs to become a member of the cast there. He needs to be a permanent part of the show.
The puppet is a member of the show now. The Danny puppet has replaced Danny for the time being. The best part is when Danny comes back. We're going to have Danny plus the Danny puppet.
Danny will have to work
the Danny puppet. Yes, that is true.
He's cute, isn't he?
It's like Danny and Little Danny.
It would be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Little Danny's in his pants.
Mini Danny.
All right, Debbie.
You guys have a great night. Be safe.
Too, thank you, baby.
You too. Thank you.
Love y'all.
Love you all, Joe.
Bye.
Bye. Let me eat your ass, Debbie.
See, Joe, somebody liked you. they said bye to you. Instead of telling you to fuck you and drop dead and all that, it's weird.
Yeah, it's actually a nice comment, you know?
I think she liked Danny the puppet. She really liked me.
It's not Danny the puppet. It's Danny Puppet. God damn it. Do we have time for if Marcus calls in or no?
Not at this particular time, no.
All right, Marcus, I want you to call in because Marcus just sent me the thing about... like the history of fucking blackface and all that. I know the history of blackface.
Yeah, how long have you been wearing a blackface, Marcus?
His whole life. I'm offended.
Yeah.
But
no, he's really an Oreo cookie.
What?
He's really an Oreo cookie.
How is he an Oreo cookie?
Because he's black on both sides, but he's white in the middle.
No, he gets filled. Just because he gets filled with cream doesn't make him white in the middle. I just want to bring that up.
Unless it's a really slow
that deserves applause. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And that was our bisexual joke of the day.
There you go.
Brought to you by oatmeal.
I'll tell you what.
Oatmeal.
Do I get any credit for the setup?
Not a fucking thing. That's because you guys are all assholes today. You're snotty, and this one was grumpy. He got less grumpy during that break. Yeah. You got it. You were a little cunty.
Well, he's eating candy. That's mixing.
He's got the sugar rush
down. He likes candy.
No, notice, like, I'm not, like, included in any of this.
No. Java Boy's been fine the whole fucking show.
Good guy. Yeah.
He hasn't said anything either.
He didn't bitch that we've been calling him Java Boy. Yeah. He was working with it. He was fine with it.
Okay.
I even cut it down and said, hey, Java, and he answered. All right. No, I get grumpy.
At least he didn't call me Java the Hutt.
Yeah. That's different.
Oh yes.
That's different. Different.
Okay.
Alright, so what are we doing? Do we go to break? Let's everybody go to Billy right now. This is Billy's moment in the show. Where Billy tells us if we're going
action.
If we're going in, Billy, tell us what we're doing.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Set your clocks now. 4 minutes. Thank you. Set your clocks now. 4 minutes and then we'll go to break. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, Alexa.
Yes.
Set timer 4 minutes.
Well, now it's 3.
4 minutes, starting now.
Thank you, Alexa. Yes. All right, so when Alexa goes off, that's when I'm going to break.
She'll be the producer.
Well, now it's down to 3, but okay, we'll go to 4.
A minute between friends? We own the channel.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
What are you going to do, fire us?
Yeah.
Fire ourselves?
Wait a minute. Let me talk to HR department.
Hello?
Hello, HR department. How can I help you? I was wondering if we could just stay on for another 60 seconds more during one of our premises that we're trying to do. All right, let me talk to accounting. Hold on. Hello, accounting?
Yes?
The guy over there in HR wants to know if we can go on another 60 seconds.
Why not?
Well, he told us that we got to talk to Billy.
It's okay.
But Billy, he's on the air right now, so he can't talk. Yeah. All right, so who do we ask? Right. Debbie? All right, hold on. Debbie, can we stay on an extra minute? There you go. Just want to bring it up.
It's freezing in here.
It's not freezing. Put the puppet on your fucking head. Cunty and grumpy. That's what I fucking have.
Okay.
Alexa, what's the definition for cunty?
Country is usually defined as a politically organized body of people under a single government or, alternatively, the territory occupied by a nation.
There you go. A cunt is a territory occupied by a nation. You heard her. That was from a woman. Hashtag me too. Hashtag time's up.
Is that what the Amazons
exactly.
are? The Amazons.
They're on Lesbos, as far as I know.
Lesboland.
Lesboland. Lesboland.
Okay, so can we like bring this back to the original question?
Oh, look at him. Focus.
Is this, if you're going to do a black, quote-unquote, black face for Halloween.
Maybe it's doing it in, maybe right there. Can I just
maybe
it's because we call it blackface.
Well, yeah.
What do we call it coloring, coloring mask. In the white line.
But yeah, is it bad to emulate a black person if you're white?
I say it's not bad to emulate a black person if you're doing it out of
respect.
Out of respect,
right?
And you're doing it out of genuine give a shit about that person.
Didn't Norton Downey play a black person on the what was that?
That was Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, that guy.
Not Morton Downey Jr.
Yes,
who died of emphysema.
Oh, well, not the same guy?
Okay, not the same guy.
Okay. No.
One of them was a massive druggie and the other one was Robert Downey Jr.
Okay. But didn't he play a black guy in the movie?
Yes, he did. And they got flack for that.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Coming out of the same movie, did you see Shaun White is all over the fucking news? Mm. Sean White, he's a professional X Games snowboarder, skateboarder dude.
Yeah.
He played Simple Jack, who was a character in Tropic Thunder for Halloween. He, he went as Simple Jack, who was a retarded character that Ben Stiller plays in the movie. They got flack during the movie for Simple Jack. So Sean White's now getting flack because he's a spokesperson for the Special Olympics. And the tagline of a special was it Special Jack? Am I right? Is it Special Jack? Somebody look
I
it up.
Didn't see the movie.
Of Special Jack was that Simple Jack. Simple Jack, sorry. Simple Jack is that you never go full retard. That was the tagline because that's why he never got an award because he went full retard. You only go half retard and you get the award.
Well, half retard is cute.
That was the premise.
Yeah.
Because, but yet again, we live in a world where you can't say anything because my whole thing, like, we have Wendy the Retard on this show from time to time. Who, Wendy, if you're listening, please call in because you're, you
no,
wanted.
Don't call in,
no,
Wendy.
No, Wendy wanted to give us some retarded tips.
Okay,
for the show. She had an idea for Billy, a segment for Joe, the whole thing.
Okay.
So it, maybe we'll get some retarded ideas from the show. It's 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, time to go to break.
Yes, it is.
Alexa, stop.
Yeah.
Billy's angry.
Shut your pie hole.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break. We'll talk more about Simple Jack. We'll talk more about blackface. We'll talk about more about being offended. We'll talk about Billy's fucking ponytail and how he's pissed off. And then we'll talk about Grumpy and Cunty when we go back. It's the Ham Radio Show right here on HamRadioShow.com. More after these.
Okay.
Or not!
Push the fucking button.
Oh, that too.
Like horny toads.
Now they will be here.
Adios, you chicken plucking little stinker.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Play this song already. It's the Ham Radio Show. Yeah! Live here and, of course, HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. 718-577-1389. Today we're asking the question, what is racist? Is blackface, in fact, racist if you're trying to be, I don't know, respectful, good about it and respectful about it?
People hate puppets too, you know.
People hate puppets.
They do.
And we got the Danny Puppets going to be hanging out with
Shut
us.
Shut up, Charlie McCarthy.
Now.
Oh, fuck you, Billy.
Oh, you two stop fighting, all right? Stop fighting. It's the Ham Radio Show, like I said. Also, the Ham Cam fully operational. You can see the Danny Puppet dancing to the music. He's rocking out to the music. It's just the weirdest thing to watch on the screen. I'm sorry.
I love this song, Eddie.
The Facebook Live Suite, located conveniently on my Facebook page for everybody. When we last left, I was begging black people to call the show. I want to talk to real black people. Bisexual Marcus being one of them. If he's out there in Radio Land, I want to talk to real educated black people, stand up black people, who, number one, I don't care if you differ in our opinion here. I want to hear about it, because we were talking about it before. When did we here in America stop knowing how to laugh at shit, no matter who it is? Like, because it's the weirdest thing, because not everybody, by the way, is on the same page. I know black people that don't give a fuck. I know white people don't give a fuck. Chinese people, you never hear about the Chinese people, because they don't give a fuck.
That's very true, you know.
You never hear Chinese people bitching.
There's only certain races. I mean, maybe they're trying to keep under the radar, you know, like. They don't, like, black people are out there, you know.
The
400 years of oppression.
Black people got, first off, black people, I think the Jews got it bad, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about that fucking synagogue that got shot up.
At least they got money.
Because, I mean, there's still hatred for them as well, obviously, out there. And that piece of shit.
I really don't understand that. You know?
I don't understand any of this.
What the fuck?
I don't understand. The guy was, first off, he was a Looney Tune.
Absolutely. There's mental illness involved.
We can vary our conversation about racism into that asshole.
Yeah.
Who was, not only that, he was anti-fucking Semitic, obviously. because he sat there and he.
But he wasn't a Trump supporter.
Yeah, well.
He wasn't? Mm-hmm. I thought he was.
Well, according to the news, depending on which news you watched, like if you watched it in the beginning, everybody and their mother said automatically it was connected to Trump.
Oh, the bomb guy was a Trump supporter.
But the bomb guy was definitely a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Convenient how they find all this footage of him like 20 minutes after they arrested him.
Amazing, isn't it?
The video footage, all these things, like, oh, look at this.
Michael Moore supposedly filmed him at every fucking Trump convention. He was the guy who was there. Because he was a muscle-bound asshole who wanted to be a stripper, claiming to be a seminal. By the way, we're now on to the pipe bomb guy. We'll get back to the synagogue guy in a second.
We're moving on.
We're flip flopping for a second. The muscle-bound stripper who claimed to be a seminal Indian who actually turned out to be a Filipino Italian. So there's like 9 million fucking stories about this guy. But yet again, by the way, to bring it back to Bisexual Marcus and that story, I won our bet. So bisexual Marcus has to come on this show and we have to punish him.
Why?
Because remember the bet was...
What was the bet?
Because the day we were on was the day they started getting the pipe bombs.
Right, yeah.
Remember, that was the Wednesday. It was last Wednesday. Yeah, that's right. So last Wednesday, they started getting the pipe bombs. Everybody started getting these pipe bombs. Marcus swore up and down it had to be a white guy wearing a fucking Trump hat.
It was a white guy.
That looked like you. No, he's not white. He's not white at all.
I thought he was white.
No.
The bomb guy?
The bomb guy is not white.
So what is he?
I just said what he was. He's a Filipino Italian. He's not a white guy. He's not, according to Marcus's description, the guy looked like you, it was supposed to be.
Right.
With a mustache, looking exactly like Joe, with a Mac, with the Make America Great Again hat on, and making pipe bombs and sending them out to everybody.
Yes, wow. The homeless guy living in his van who had time to, like, perfectly cut out all of these things and make boards and put them on his windows.
That's me.
Sorry, the Danny Puppet already has a fucking image.
Hello.
That's on hamradioshow.com.
Hi, folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, Billy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, the homeless guy who was living in his van there had all of that stuff perfectly fitted into there. He had time to print this out and the money to print it out, but he's a homeless guy.
Danny, Billy, are you saying that there's maybe collusion?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No. 20 minutes after they pull him up, they know exactly where to get the footage of him. Oh, look, there he is. Too many coincidences.
Too many coincidences.
I think
for
so.
For Billy.
I used to live in a van.
And I lived in a van down by the river.
That's why you now let people put their hands up your ass.
I lived in a box.
Thank you, Danny Puppet. Anywho, that guy now, not white, which brings us back to the original part we were trying to get to. The fact is, Marcus made the bet, because remember the bet was, if he was white and Marcus was right, I would have to get Marcus laid. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So now...
He's got to get you laid?
No. Now he has to come on this show... We have to come up with a way to punish Marcus, and Marcus has to do it. So we have to put our collective brains together and come up with a way to punish Marcus. I got it.
About the five envelopes of death.
Hold on. Well, let's see if Billy's idea might be put into an envelope for five envelopes of death. Let's see.
I say we light them on fire and put them out with ice picks.
Ooh.
I'm thinking that's pretty torturous.
We're trying to punish, not kill. Technically, we are five.
Well, we just have to work fast, that's all.
Technically, we are five white guys, if you count the Danny Puppet, in a room. You want to set a black guy on fire and put it out.
Well, I overlook the fact he's black.
Put it out. By the way, a bisexual black guy.
Uh-oh.
You want to set on fire and put it out with ice picks.
What kind of...
What's wrong with that?
That would be... a hate crime definition.
Yes.
We literally would be on trial and be like, these assholes thought it was a good idea. Like, they wouldn't even... We would be on Fox News, Joe's favorite, and they'd be like, these assholes set a black bisexual guy on fire.
We could get arrested.
Yeah. Even Nick agrees. Well, he lost hate crime.
He lost the bet.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you got no... Fuck you, Marcus. You got... By the way, I thought he was yelling at me, then I read the part about Driftwood. He's talking to you, Bill. You said point blank that he was going to be a white guy, Marcus. He is not a white guy, so therefore you have to come on this show. I say we do not set him on fire.
Can we put him out with ice picks anyway?
How about put him?
You got some rage issues going on today, don't you?
No.
Why is it against the black man though?
But you could have had this bet with, I don't know, Al, the lawyer Al
is
and
Asian.
I would have said the same thing. I don't know.
So now you're making it sound like everybody but white guys. It's okay to set fire.
If you had it with Joe, You had this bet with Joe. I would have said Joe.
So now it's elder abuse.
I don't care.
Oh my God. This is horrible. This is horrible.
That's terrible.
It's terrible, right, Danny Puppet?
Absolutely. Right,
let's rein this back in.
Danny Puppet, come here.
Just okay.
What if we talk to Billy about going to therapy?
Okay.
And maybe, just maybe, we see where this rage that's inside of him. Because I don't know if you noticed today on the show, Danny Puppet, but he yelled at me.
Uh-oh.
And I had to yell back at him.
Oh, Jesus.
Because then it becomes like a man thing, and then we have to yell at each other.
Oh, gee.
I think it's something with the fiance. What do you think?
I think so, too.
You think so? He's not getting
touched? It's got nothing to do with her.
Shh. We're talking about you! Shut the fuck up! I think he's seen this one. Now he's eavesdropping.
Maybe she made lasagna again.
Maybe. With sawdust.
Sawdust lasagna. That's the worst.
All right. So let's get back on. Now let's go to the anti.
Speaking of sawdust, Mr. Puppet.
Yeah.
Hey, is that a puppet joke?
Hey, he's made of foam, you
That's
racist.
Right. I'm plush.
You're plush.
He's a plush American. All right.
Well, we can light him on fire and put him out with ice picks.
That could work.
You know. Yes, Debbie said now the Danny Puppet is now the Danny the Therapy Puppet. Danny Puppet, can you talk to Billy and ask him where the evil man touched him?
My soul.
Talk to me,
God.
Billy.
Hey, Ricky Love just walked
Ricky
in.
Love's here. Uh-oh. Hey, buddy.
I've been feeling fine. Wait, Joe, no. You gotta work the puppet, though, Ricky. Wait, hold on, we're resetting up. So now we got Ricky Love, who's gonna sit in Joe's seat. Let me just mute this mic for a second.
Which one? This one?
Right here. And he's gonna sit there. So
my normal seat.
Yeah. Finally, let me just borrow this for a second.
Good.
Wait, hold on, turn your mic on. Yes.
Yeah, I only know how to work my own puppet.
Yeah, wait, that's a different puppet. That's a big fucking black puppet. I can't really know that. Excuse me? Yes. Yes, there seems to be a black man in my studio.
Call the police.
Call the police! Hey, right, wait a minute.
Let's ask him
the questions.
Because I just noticed he's black. We can ask him this question.
What's that?
All right, so now he wakes his puppet.
Is it Wednesday yet?
No, it's never. No, the question is it, take off your shit and stay a while, is it racist? We're talking about the Megyn Kelly thing.
Okay.
But we want to break
down.
We were
somewhere along the way.
Eventually we got there. But we wanted to ask the question, is it really racist? Like, what if I loved Ricky, which I do love Ricky Love.
Yeah.
What if I loved Ricky Love so much, and Ricky Love is a famous radio guy, and he's someone that I excel. I want to be like Ricky Love in many ways. What if I go, and the puppet somehow is behind me, isn't it? If I go out and I dress like you for Halloween. Or not even Halloween. Let's say I have to do a project.
Yes.
Like we brought up a little kid who was, how old was the kid, Billy? Come on.
He was in the second grade.
There you go. The second grader who dressed up like Martin Luther King, and he got in trouble because he wanted to dress fully like Martin Luther King.
Yeah. Did it out of respect.
Did it out of respect.
Yeah.
All right. No white guilt here. He did it out of respect.
Yes.
So now he got in trouble and like he had to wash off his face. He yelled at the whole fucking thing. And he doesn't understand it because I don't get it either. Now, if he's not doing the Sambo shovel, and it ain't an Al Jolson fucking minstrel, and he's doing it out of respect only, is it racist?
No, I don't think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, from a black man in our studio, it is not racist! Why am I the only one clapping to that?
I'm clapping.
The Danny Puppet's clapping. That's not
good. It's just
clapping.
That the culture, man.
Yes.
It's just the stuff that went on for so many years.
Absolutely.
Stuff, you know that.
Right.
everything's offensive. I think personally today everybody's a little overly sensitive about everything.
Oh, absolutely.
We all agree on that point.
We asked the other question, when in America did we not, we forgot how to laugh? Forgot to laugh. We don't know. Isn't the greatest noise ever a child's laugh?
I laugh too.
A child's laugh.
You have to watch everything you say today.
Yes.
That's what they say. Yes. The hardest thing to do today is to be a comedian. Because you got to know where to draw the lines.
You'll offend everybody.
You got to know where to draw
everybody
the lines.
Gets offended.
Except
like,
if you're Kevin Hart, you can you can sell out arenas. You can do all these things. And but he has to sometimes taper his... Like, all right, fuck Kevin Hart. Let's take Kevin Hart out of here. Nikki... Was it Nikki Glaser who we were talking about? No. What the fuck is her name? Lampanelli. Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh, yeah.
Who was just on Stern the other day. They were doing the roast of Ronnie, friend of our show, Ronnie Moon.
She's very funny.
And they were doing it, and she's quitting comedy. She's done. She's going to become a self-help.
Wasn't she getting married?
No, that's long story. That's all done now. Well, she changed her whole life. She lost a shit ton of weight. Yeah. Now she's becoming like a life coach or whatever the fuck.
Get out. Really.
But... She told the Daily News right after the Ronnie roast.
Can we light her on fire?
No, you can't. Stop lighting people on fire, Billy.
Oh, yes.
What's wrong with you?
Pyromaniac over here.
I told you he was in a bad mood.
Danny Puppet. What the fuck, Danny Puppet? Oh, you lost your voice because Joe's not working?
Neil had the right hand.
Wait, how about you? If you work the puppet, Joe, do the voice.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Jesus Christ, it's a two-man operation to work a fucking puppet.
Who's that, a chipmunk?
No, he's
that's Danny.
Danny. You don't know Danny because he's...
Because
Danny hasn't been here. We replaced him with a black guy and a puppet now. So now, she was on there and she was doing the Ronnie roast and she said to the Daily News, who interviewed her right after the Ronnie roast on Sirius XM, she said that she had worse jokes in the Ronnie roast that she decided not to do because she thought they were too hurtful.
Ooh.
But it's a fucking roast.
Yeah, really?
Like, this is this is my point, though. It's the mentality of not doing roast jokes.
I mean, they talk about guys' wives and everything.
It's a
no
roast.
No holds barred.
It's a roast. And you only roast the ones...
Hey, I just fucked your wife the other day. You know?
Yeah, right.
Patrice O'Neill put it best. You only roast the ones you love.
Yep.
You only roast the ones that you know, and not the way Billy wants to roast people.
Burn?
Yeah,
same
I know.
Thing.
No, it's not the same thing, Billy.
Put them in a broiler?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Set it to low?
People are offended, Billy.
Okay.
Barbecue?
Burn victims are now offended at the show. We're going to get letters.
Really?
Lisa Lampanelli.
Special group.
For Lisa Lampanelli, who used to be the queen of mean, who never held anything back. She was the female Don Rickles in a lot of respects.
Yeah.
For her to even have to second guess comedy. You should never second-guess comedy.
I agree.
You should never... Look, on this show, we question things, but we never hold our tongues. We let Joe say the dumbest shit that comes out of his fucking mouth.
We try to stop him.
I have a talking puppet on the show now.
I know. I can't even take a good cue.
No! By the way, Ricky, you didn't hear, you have a theme song now.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just say that again. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Ricky Love.
Yeah,
baby.
Now, is that being racist?
Why?
I don't know. Is that offensive to anybody?
No, because this guy was black, and that guy's black, so it's fine.
We gotta check this shit, you know? We don't know who we're going to offend.
We need a racist checklist.
Exactly.
If you had on Tom Jones, it's not unusual. That's not
right. Yeah, but then
I listen to everything.
Who is your favorite artist?
My favorite artist?
Your favorite artist.
My favorite all-time artist was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Here was that other question. So,
I brought that up, too.
Yes, we were asking. If you dress as Michael Jackson for Halloween.
And you're white.
Can a white guy dress as Michael Jackson during his white stage?
Mm-hmm.
Can you dress like him and thus not be racist? Because technically he was white at that time period.
Like I said, people are a little overly sensitive about stuff. If a white dude wanted to go out like Michael Jackson, that's fine.
Let me point out, Ricky, you are now the judge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are the mainstay of Is It Racist? It's a new game
racist.
We're going to play on this show.
He's the spokesperson for the black community.
I am a spokesperson for racial stuff.
Nah, because some people fight.
What is that costume called? Wait, Billy's looking at. Wait, hold on. Don't like
inappropriate things.
All right, well, because I asked Billy to find.
It's quote unquote the teen rapper costume.
Okay, the teen rapper costume. Yes. Show Ricky. Just turn it to Ricky because I saw it already.
No.
Turn it to Ricky. So now it's a white guy. Because that's a white guy, right?
He looks a little oriental.
He's Eminem.
Now, his pants are down. His balls are fucking totally not covered by his underwear anymore. And his pants are all the way down.
The shirt goes to about the knees. The underwear covers the knees. Yeah. And then the pants cover the ankles. Yeah.
They're not saying that's racist, is it?
That's inappropriate for Halloween.
It's inappropriate. Well, because that was going to be our next thing, and then Ricky came in and everything got shifted.
How do you take a piss in that costume?
You just piss your shirt. It's fine.
It's called Camphorly.
I'll tell you.
The question that was going to go out, because there's now a new thing also out there called racial appropriation or whatever the fuck it's called. Cultural appropriation.
Yes.
There you go. And cultural appropriation, the new buzzword, Ricky, is for people who want to dress up for Halloween and now are afraid that they're going to, therefore, piss off somebody. So now a lot of shit's off limits. You can't wear, if you want to go as Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Can't go as Pocahontas. Unless you're Elizabeth Warren, and you have 1/4 Cherokee or whatever the fuck she was.
Close enough.
Whatever. If you're okay by somebody's judgment to wear this costume, you can wear this costume. You can't wear a sombrero and a poncho and go as like a friend, the Frito Bandito, if you want to do. Because that's
raining
racist.
Out. I can.
No, you can't.
Sure, I can. You can't stay dry. Fuck you.
You can't go with Speedy Gonzalez. You can't go.
I ain't running.
That's all
you can't
bullshit.
Go anything that's someone that is culturally inappropriate. You can't do. Yeah. That's what they're saying. Now I think it's bullshit too. I don't think everything.
I can't dress up like a Chinese guy.
You can't dress up like a Chinese
no.
guy.
No.
Especially you.
Yeah. When we were kids, right, when I was a kid.
Yes.
We were in love with Bruce Lee.
Yeah, right. There you saying? Go.
We
there
walked around. We wanted to be Bruce Lee.
Everybody
we walked around trying
to
chink
Bruce
our
Lee.
Eyes
yeah.
and, you know, walk around with the karate gear on and the chunks and everything.
Yeah, six pack.
Yo, I just think, like, now, everything, they're overly sensitive about everything.
Everything.
Well, that's true.
And that's all across the board now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand? I mean, look, black folks catch hell, too, for doing black shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ben Vereen,
yes.
years ago, remember he did the blackface for Reagan.
Right.
Now, we were in an uproar about the shit because we like, yo, that shit was years, you know, centuries ago.
Yeah. Now that's blackface, right.
yeah.
but it was
that
a black
was
guy
late.
Doing
it.
It
was a black guy
shit.
Doing it. He caught hell for that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nearly tore up his career.
Yeah.
You understand? But, I just think everybody's overly sensitive about things today. It does, you know.
Absolutely.
Shit don't bother me like that.
It is the funniest thing, though. Like, you can't do anything.
Anything now.
Anything is considered. You will.
You gotta watch what you say.
Everything,
exactly, man.
Yeah.
Everything now.
You can't tell a girl nice tits. You can't do it anymore.
And you know that's killing me, because on the job,
oh,
bro, it's just a nice ass out there.
Yeah.
I can't say the shit I used to say.
Yeah.
What did you used to say? I'm so afraid what you used to say.
You used to say, nice tits.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that ass, baby.
Oh, forget it.
Can I get some fries with that shake?
Whoa.
Shake it, but don't break it.
Billy, please stop.
If I told you you had a nice body, would you hold it against me?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I put you and I together.
All the crazy nuts.
There you go. I don't get why.
Hold on, touch me.
I don't. What I don't understand the reason why, but
special and their feelings matter more than yours.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. How is your feelings more than my feelings?
If
my
you see the
feel fine with it, and Ricky's feelings feel fine.
You
with
see
it,
the
commercials
for the elections now.
Oh.
They're like, oh, this one's forcing their agenda on us.
Oh.
So vote against them.
Now you're forcing your agenda on me.
Yeah.
Because I have to do what you want, well, so that guy doesn't do what he wants.
But I always say...
Let me make up my own mind. Fuck you.
I always say the reason why you're not going to get rid of, say, racism in general is, number one, everybody has the right to do stupid shit.
Supposed
now,
to.
Now, we know that racism is stupid. We all agree on racism being stupid. But the fact is...
Like, I like racing.
Not racing, racism! Oh. God damn it.
But that goddamn line. Auto racing, I don't know.
Yeah. Nah, I don't like that. He likes horse racing.
That's NASCAR. NASCAR.
NASCAR, damn right.
Redneck rain roundabout. The phone's ringing and we got to go to a break.
Well, let's pick up the phone and annoy you even more. Well,
that's probably Marcus.
Hello, welcome to Black Talk. How can I help you?
Yes, you fucking fat fucking white teddy bear. Punish me. Punish me.
Yo, you lost the bet, motherfucker. Black, white, Chinese, it doesn't matter. You got it fucking wrong.
Let me tell you something, Marcus. This sadistic bastard, I think all week I had to torture you.
I just had a quick solution. I was in and out. Yeah,
what is it with Billy wanting to set me on fire? What a fucking racist pyromaniac you are.
No, no. See, at first I was thinking maybe you could go like Richard Pryor.
No,
run down the street and shit.
Yeah, then I went. No, so we're gonna have to put him out with ice picks, and then everything went south. I'm sorry.
Yeah, be careful. That's racist shit.
That's racist.
You think?
Why don't you just throw on a fucking Klan hood? You fucking.
I didn't do laundry this week. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Bisexual Marcus, let me make you feel more comfortable as you talk to a room full of white guys and one black guy. Okay,
and a puppet.
Okay, now make your point.
I really don't. Honestly, I don't give a shit. Like,
you're gonna give a shit because that's probably gonna be part of the punishment. You giving a shit?
No, I mean about blackface. People, white people dressing up as black.
Oh, okay. Okay, then we agree with you. Then it's okay.
Yeah, I don't give a, like, I really don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care if you. I don't care if it's in a racial undertone or if you're honoring MLK. I can give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Well then, why?
I think we got other shit to worry about.
Well, and
I'll tell you exactly why I sent you that picture.
Please do hurry the fuck up because Billy's getting fucking anxious to set you on fire.
Okay. Like, the reason why I sent you that is because nobody was bitching and moaning when Beyonce went to the fucking NBA All-Star game wearing a blackface dress.
Ooh, did she do that?
What did you wait a minute? Oh yeah. The picture that you sent me that I can't bring it up right this very second, but I know what you're talking about. Ooh. She wore a giant dress that had like the menstrual mammy face all over the fucking dress. But yet again, she's black. Yeah. Like Mel Brooks can make fun of Jews
and Nazis
because he's a Jew.
Yeah,
and he can do that.
And you know what, man? Fuck cultural appropriation. Like I said. Do whatever you want, and I'm going to say whatever I want. Like, I don't give a fuck who it offends. I'll say the word, nigga. I'll say the word.
You're allowed to. I'm not.
I will say. Chink, I will say. I'll say whatever I want.
Yeah, but see, if you're doing it out of anger, then to me that is racist.
It's not anger.
What, do you just normally say chink? I mean, like, hey, look at those two chinks over there.
That I will say out of anger because I find it funny that Asians hate black people, but yet there's always a new fucking Chinese restaurant on my goddamn block.
You guys do like wings. Go ahead.
Well, when it comes down to the word nigga, I'm like, look, you know, Jay-Z claimed that, you know, what we did was we took it and we flipped it and made it into like a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. You know what I'm saying? But today, like.
Yeah, but that's nigga.
Right. But I walk out of in the supermarket the other day. There's Chinese kids out there going, yo, nigga.
Yeah.
There's like Indian kids. Yeah. Yo, nigga.
Everybody's using
the word now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, honestly, that's on us. Like, that is what, like, again, going back to, like, cultural appropriation. Like,
you
it's
speak
not,
well.
Like, it's really not our fault. Like, that's, like, they're just. Let's put it this way.
They're emulating.
Every race wants to be black. Like they are envious of
not me.
People.
I want good credit.
They So you'd rather have a big dick.
I do want the big dick. He's right. All right,
Asians hate us because their dicks are little. They don't like us because they can say, because they can't say nigger even though it's their word. Yeah. Fucking,
it is our word. We invented it. It's a white person's word.
Yeah, it's your word. It was used in a negative context.
Yes, because white assholes made the word. Black people were not in Africa before they brought those stupid ships over to fucking throw you guys in the nets and then distract the other ones with shiny fucking rocks.
Yeah, the love boat.
Yeah. And say, hey, look, free cruises. Nobody in Africa was looking at each other going, hey, Phil, hey, nigger, that's a nice beer. Not one time did that fucking happen. You know when that word happened? When you got fucking here and asshole white people invented that word. Yeah. That's what happened.
We need to get Randall from Clerks 2 in here, you know? Do you ever see Porch Monkey?
Yeah.
We're taking it back.
We're taking the N-word back, goddammit. It's our word.
But Porch Monkey, we're taking that shit
back. I used to sit around.
That's another thing. That's the thing, like, If the nigga really pisses me off, I'll be racist just because I'm fucking like mad at him. I'll say, you fucking Porch Monkey, don't fuck it though. Like that shit. Yeah. Like, I don't give, like, I'm just at an age where I just don't give a fuck. And I just wish people would just stop giving a fuck.
What's your goat, as a black person, I'm going to ask Ricky the same question. As a black person, what's your go-to racial word towards a black person that you don't like? Like, out of anger.
Jungle Bunny.
You go Jungle Bunny. Where do you go?
Nigga.
You go right to nigga? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's a... come on. You gotta jazz it up.
Or I'll even use nigger, because saying nigger will really cut them deep.
Well, I'll use nigger, because I'm angry. I'm going to stop my feet.
Unfortunately, you have some niggers out there.
Yes! Right?
You do. Black, white.
My favorite quote.
Hispanic, whatever.
Who knows my favorite quote from Chris Rock?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said.
You guys are the only ones who probably finished the line. I love me some black people, but I hate niggas.
Yeah,
it's very true.
This is the truth.
It's the truth. The same way there's white people and there's white trash.
Absolutely.
There's fucking yellow people and yellow trash.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, Megyn Kelly seems to wear all these faces, though.
I hate seeing a black woman in the store 7 o'clock in the morning buying a quarter beer. She got to hurry up and get back to take care of her neck bumps. You know what I'm saying? I hate shit like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Let's not take a break. Let's just keep going because we already missed it.
Hold on. Am I due in the studio for this said punishment?
Would be nice.
Yeah, it's hard to punish over the phone.
I'll be there in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks from tonight, I'll be there.
All right, okay. So 2 weeks from tonight, I got 2 weeks to figure out something. Okay. And since we already missed a break, let me just say this portion of the show brought to you by ShoutFactory.com. ShoutFactory.com. The makers, the minds behind. You're going to do the music ahead.
I was. Shout. It's over. It's done now.
That was the whole bed, just you going, shout. Shout out. These are the things that do without Shout Factory.
Right.
ShoutFactory.com for the maxed out bonus features announced for the Saved by the Bell complete collection. Relive the laughter, the lessons, the love with Zach and his Bayside High Pals in this ultimate 16-disc collector set of this iconic 90s sitcom featuring every series episode, including the Good Morning, Miss Bliss episodes. And brand new bonus features available now at Amazon.com and from your friends at ShoutFactory.com. So back on Black
Morris was trash.
Zach Morris is trash.
But nobody on that show is like Mr. Feeney.
No. Who was the black person on Saved by the Bell? Come on, black people. Only the black people.
Lark Voorhees. What's
that? Lark Voorhees, but what was her character name? Come on.
I never watched one episode of that
really
show.
I wasn't really a fan
Screech.
Of the show.
Let's Screech.
I just wanted to fuck her.
Let's play Black IQ. Well, we just asked you questions about black people on TV.
The only person I know on that show is the chick that was on fucking, it's the fucking Showgirls. The one I want to fuck.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah,
her.
I jerked off to that movie many a time.
Many a day.
Yes,
I'm still jerking off to it.
Oh, that's a good movie. Joe, you ever jerk off to Showgirls?
Yes, of course.
Not, I don't mean at the Vegas table. I mean, like in the movie, Showgirls.
Well, are you gonna watch that later with the puppet?
I know what I'm jerking off to tonight.
I jerked off the Monster Ball too.
I jerked off the Monster Bowl so many times. I've never seen the movie.
Who cares about the movie?
I swear to God.
Straight to the fuck.
Dude, bro. I was dating this chick. She never was sick in bed. She was sick in bed. Monster's Bowl was on the fucking cable box. Mm-hmm. I go, okay, well, she's unconscious on NyQuil and shit. Mm-hmm. And
see, you should have set her on fire.
Literally, stop with the fire. She was white.
Smoke weed every day.
Anyway, yeah. so she's unconscious, and I go like I literally just the scene's on. It's Halle Berry doing the make the pain go away, and I'm just going ah because yeah, Halle Berry, without question, in that fucking movie,
hot.
She was the hottest fucking crackhead I ever saw in my fucking life.
Well, what was the other one that
my dick was hard and ghetto like?
I didn't even give a shit that fucking Billy Bob Thornton was in the scene.
The one
with
Travolta,
his fucking weird ass looking face.
The one with Travolta where they were like
swordfish.
Robbing a bank. Yeah, she went down on it, dude.
No,
what?
No, does she blow the
what?
No, no.
I thought that was...
No, wait. I have to correct Billy. Billy is right. It is Swordfish. Another chick blows Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, whoever,
another chick.
She just... She was in the room.
She's in the room watching Hugh Jackman get blown.
Oh, that's a good movie.
She's
part of the fucking thing. But let me get to the point that you're talking about. Her tits are in that movie.
Ooh.
It's like the first time we see Halle Berry's tits was in Showgirls. I should work for Mr. Skin. Yeah. The titties on that woman in Swordfish. She has the most perfect fucking breasts. Ooh. That I've ever seen on a white woman, a black woman. She has, it doesn't matter what color you are. That's it's the perfect set of tits.
How much money they paid her to show her tits.
Oh my God.
That was a fortune for that.
And that was 2000 money. That was back like in the early 2000s. That was like, hey, we got this movie. Show your tits. Okay. How much money?
No.
$10 million a titty? Okay.
Okay.
Now, I want nipples too.
Act like they can't show their titties. This is why I hate Hollywood.
Well, you got women that can't show their... They don't, it's not that they can't show their titties. They don't want to show their titties.
We keep fantasizing about them.
I don't think...
Take it for the team. Halle Berry did it.
Take it for the team. Halle Berry did it. Didn't Halle Berry win? She won for...
Monster, that's the movie. They went uproar about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, But have you noticed, by the way... And thank God I have two black people in the area now. Have you noticed the placating and the pandering now? The moment that Megyn Kelly was fired, and they started the third hour on the Today Show, Al Roker, another black chick, and another black guy hosted the third hour. Welcome to the fucking minstrel show.
Here we
fired the other one for asking about blackface, but we'll give you three blackfaces for fucking free.
It's almost racist how they're trying to not be racist.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, the politics.
NBC, no blackface channel says, hey, here we go. Boom, there's three. No waiting. Here
you
go.
And you want to bet probably like all the commercials are those interracial commercials?
What do you mean the interracial commercials?
If you notice in a lot of commercials now, the couples, it's all mixed races. There's no like... Two whites, two blacks, nothing. It's all all mixed together.
A lot
now.
Of them, yeah.
Does that make you angry, Billy?
No.
You want to talk about it in the face?
Yeah, it does.
Not at all.
I set them on fire.
I want to set that TV on fire.
I throw lit darts at it.
Yeah.
No.
Get that lighter fluid.
When I grew up, I seen that shit all the time, so it doesn't fucking bother me. But it's just funny, like now all of a sudden.
Do you
want
to talk to the puppet?
That's
Billy, do you not want our nigga juices flowing in your white women?
What the fuck was that?
That was like the most pathetic and yet poetic way.
Pathetic
to word
and poetic.
That, like, it was pathetic and poetic to say, and I'm going to repeat it, and excuse me, black people, but nigger juices floating into your white women.
Ooh.
That was like weird sexy talk.
That was like so, I don't know, 1700s.
I love making Billy uncomfortable. You know?
That was plantation.
And it happened back then, too. Yeah.
That went on.
You know, they talk about the master jumping on the slaves.
Going the other way, too.
The master's wives were grabbing the Mendingo motherfuckers.
That's why I love white women.
Yeah, getting that big dick. Yeah, they were taking.
Why do you love white women?
Because I get to put my black nigger hands on that porcelain white skin neck and fuck her silly.
All right, Tupac. When the fuck did white women get porcelain skin? I miss... These are some of the dirtiest bitches in the world. When the fuck are they getting porcelain?
Where are they dirty at?
You're saying you're fucking like Wall Street women coming down going, oh, need me some black dick.
Yeah. I'm talking about the bitches that be on fucking Wall Street in Manhattan, those bitches.
And they chose you?
That long pole.
No.
They went,
I chose them to jerk off to.
They went black. Wait a minute. Hold on there, black at you. You're saying... You know, where black at you. I choose you.
Oh my god!
You're pointing out that you fucking. Yeah. So you look at women that you're gonna jerk off. Everybody does that.
I know that.
Even the puppet.
The puppet jerk
off. That's what I mean. I think about them. I think about me fucking them and putting my nigga hands on their fucking white porcelain skin.
But are you putting said nigger hands on these women, or are you just thinking about doing it?
That's coming soon.
Coming soon.
That's coming soon.
So are
no
you.
Pun intended, right?
So are you. Did you hear the joke about you being filled
with
cream?
Hopefully I'll do it at Exotica on Saturday.
What happened?
Hopefully I'll do it at Exotica on Saturday, and I'll record it.
When you're going to try to pick up broads
at I'm going to find, the, me a way, bitch.
At the
I'm going to find me a way, bitch.
Hold on. Slow down there, Jungle Bunny. At the fucking... at the Exotica... I'm allowed to! I'm a quarter black.
All right, hop along, will you?
It's either that or it's just dirt. I don't know. At the Exotica Expo, at the Porn Expo,
yes,
you're gonna go white women hunting.
I will give it a shot. Yes, I will.
Can you please dress up?
Make sure you got $100 in your hand.
Wait, can you?
I'm hunting white women.
I'm hunting white women.
He's gonna run around like that?
No, I don't want him dressing like Elmer Fudd. I want him to be pure. Like Mandingo. I want him showed up in a fucking loincloth with a spear.
You want me in a Coogee sweater?
I want you to paint your face, get an Umanga mask. I want you going out there smacking your belly. I want you to go, I hunt white women.
I want them all.
And then you come, because he's coming with us, so it'd be we can film it.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Make sure you let the cops know what's going on.
Oh yeah, because God forbid,
damn
God
right,
forbid,
put a bullet
they
in
see
his
me
ass.
Trying to pick up these white women. Don't think I raped right.
You'll be dead, Uncle Eddie. Yeah.
First off, Jesus. If he's watching. If the cops that are there are watching you walk into the porn expo dressed like that, they're gonna think you're just one of the fucking exhibition guys.
Yeah, really.
All right, because there are dudes wearing less clothes.
Oh,
there are chicks even wearing
that's
lesser
true.
Than that.
Yeah,
than
that is
when
true.
We go in there. Man. It is crazy terror.
Just be careful, brother. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you that. As the black guy.
I better not be accused of harassment in there.
As the black guy, I'm telling you, be careful.
That's
bro.
Joe's job, the harassment. He goes around and steals everything from all the tables.
I do.
Joe walks around. Yeah, you're gonna see that. Wait, by the way,
Joe walks up to you and says, here, hold this. Don't.
Tell
no, I will, because Joe is going to be responsible for picking me up a flashlight, if that's the case.
Oh. No. Joe. No, what Joe does, Joe thinks everything at the expo is free samples.
It is.
So Joe will walk around, and he goes to each table and goes, is this free? And like he
but
literally
that,
like lifts the table.
Old, isn't that all old people though?
Yeah, he. But he does. Yeah, well, Joe acts more senile than normal.
Yeah.
When he's at the convention, like he walks around, literally walking around. He comes back with bags of free shit.
Yeah.
Bags
oh
of shit.
Joe's old school.
Wait,
man.
Where?
As he's heading to the door, security goes, "No, sir, that big, that big, and that big. Those were the raffles everybody paid $50 to get into.
Wait.
Put those back, please.
Wait. Speaking of the raffle, the one that he walked up to a table. I shit you not. Yeah. Joe, tell me I'm lying about this.
You're lying.
He walked up to a table. There was a gift basket that was a prize to a raffle.
It was mine.
He picked it the fuck up and started walking.
Yeah.
And somebody said something. He goes, oh, I thought it was a free sample. It's a
what
gift
a
bag.
Fucking klepto.
Like, I, dude, it is the most. Just let him walk around with him on Saturday.
Why did they put it there?
Because they were presenting it to people, you mook.
I could have got it first.
Oh, my God.
Joseph, you are responsible for getting me a fleshlight, and preferably one that is black.
I'll do my best.
We'll get some spray paint.
Joe's old school.
Wait, we have...
He still used a tea bag twice.
Wait.
I haven't bought paper napkins in 12 years.
Yeah. Wait, do we still, Joe, do we have do we have any dicks left?
I think we have one dick left. I think we have a dick. It's white, though. It's a white dick.
We'll get some spray paint.
Yeah.
What if... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
If I put blackface on a cock, yeah. Is that racist if I'm giving it to a black person?
Oh, absolutely.
That would be the funniest
These
shit ever.
These are questions. Real. Like, if I dip it in... If I dip it in brown paint, yeah. And I go, and I shake it, leave it to dry, yeah, get it all ready to go.
You probably use Old English on it, you know?
Old English.
That in of itself sounds racist, doesn't it?
That's my way. Knowing Joe around the head of the cock, you know, like where your pee hole is?
Yeah, right.
He would give it, like, big lips. He would just be so racial about it. Yeah. He fucking make it tall going, oh, mammy. Oh, mammy, I'm going to come, mammy.
Yeah.
It's me, Rochester. I'm going to come. Where'd you name it? I named it Rochester.
Disposable dicks.
Disposable dicks.
Disposable dicks.
No, we got from the nice people at Fleshlight. We got fleshlights, and then we got flesh jacks.
I'll check the...
check the prize closet and see if we... by the way, can we send Ricky Love home with some porn?
Sure.
Because Ricky...
You got porn in the studio?
We got tons of porn!
You kidding?
When the hell... Why wasn't I made aware of this?
You were too...
Because it's next to the barbecue.
Oh.
And I might set you on fire.
All the porn is in the shed in the backyard right now, so I have to bring the you know, I can't get it right now. But
you gotta get past Billy and his whip.
Yeah.
Oh.
Down!
But if you come next week, I'll have it in here.
All right, so in 2 weeks...
Is any of that porn black porn?
Oh, yeah, we got tons of black porn. We got...
I have a couple of black butt plugs.
Yeah, you want a butt plug? We got butt plugs.
What's that thing?
What the fuck I want a butt plug for? Nothing goes in my ass.
Well, not with that attitude, motherfucker. Shit. Nothing goes in my ass.
That's right. Now I know why.
Can we get that? Can we get that as a fucking drop? Nothing goes in my ass.
Tell Nick to cut that out for us.
You're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Nothing goes in my ass.
Oh my God.
That's what this show is.
Okay.
That's what this fucking show is.
What time are we going?
Where we bring every race together and we talk about things not going in their ass.
Yeah, what time are we going on Saturday?
What time are you meeting me at the house? At my house?
All right, well, doors open at 5, so I'll hopefully be there by 3.
Wait, doors are open at 5?
What's this, the Porn Expo?
That's what they said. That's what the ticket said.
Billy, can you please look up the times of the Exotica at Edison, New Jersey?
We're usually on the way home by 5 or something like that.
Yeah, we've gone way earlier than that.
If it's open early, I'll be there a little bit more earlier.
No, I don't mind. We'll go a little bit later.
Yeah, but is this... You could,
Joe's hoping for better gifts.
You can tell me in the puppet. Is this black people time? Do you want to just go later? Because it's... Yeah, you're never on time, you people. I'm just saying.
Oh, me? No.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Exotica.
Every time there's black people time.
See, you want to whip ass for that, right?
What? Yeah, I'm like... Ow! He hit me with my own whip. Well, Billy, Exotica Expo, Edison, New Jersey.
Yeah, I got that
Just look at the times.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Schedule. Or whatever the fuck it says.
But you got to go to the right.
What are you? Wait. So what does your ticket say?
My ticket says the doors open at 5.
No way in hell. We used to get there fucking.
Oh, maybe for the press.
Me and Joe got there.
Would you like
noon.
Me to screenshot the shit and send it to you?
Yeah, motherfucker, because nothing goes in my ass.
All right, Whitey, alrighty. I'll send it.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Don't screenshot shit, because we got real physical evidence over
okay.
here.
Okay, now, on Friday, for everything, show floor open is 5 p.m. That's Friday.
That's Friday. Oh, see, we're not going
Saturday.
Friday. We're going Saturday.
Saturday. Saturday stage.
What time is the white guy's time? It just say doors open, first of
it
all.
Doesn't. It just says show floor open.
Do we have a phone number for this? I can't because he's on the phone.
Show floor.
I was going to say, I can't call anybody. He's on the phone.
There you
show
go.
Floor
just
opens.
Like, see, just like the Republican Party, they never want you to come, but they'll tell you when the shit. That's so typical of white people. They never want you to come to the good shit. They never want you to do shit but stay home and fucking
procreate.
Fucking yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, Saturday everything opens at 1.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck you,
okay.
Black
well,
guy. We were right.
I will be at your house at 11:30.
All right. Good. Be that way.
Make it 12:00.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble.
And since I've covered all of this, Sunday 1 p.m. as well.
Oh well, thank you for doing
no,
that.
No, Sunday is football day. Mm-mm.
But everything closes by 7, so you can make it in home in time for the...
What closes by 7?
On Sunday.
On Sunday,
They wrap it up on
Sunday. Yeah, because the other
so
times...
So you could get home for the evening game.
Because
Saturday would be 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And Friday is 11.
For more information, just either write Billy directly and he'll give you those times again.
That's right.
Just put in exoticaexpo.com.
If you want
to go next, dressed up in costume or something.
People do. There are chicks that show up. There are chicks that show up literally wearing, I'm not even exaggerating, duct tape over their nipples and a cork in their pussy.
Yeah.
So they're more likely to, can I just like, you know, if I ask nicely, would
dude,
they like allow me
you get to
pull
like, the cork out?
Dude, they're
give a money shot to their face.
I like to smell your cork.
Yeah.
No, there are tons of chicks at this fucking thing.
It's sponsored by MyFreeCams, Chatterbeat, Bad Dragon, and Clips for Sale.
Yeah, really? Bad Dragon, I believe Lisa Ann will be at the Bad Dragon booth.
Ooh. Bad Dragon.
I'm going to be a super fucking pervert.
Hey, and if you
as
don't,
opposed to what?
As opposed to me being a pervert with principles.
By the way, Giggles in the Facebook Live suite always thought that Marcus was a bottom.
A what?
A bottom. He takes it in the ass. Oh.
Billy.
What are you asking me for?
Billy.
I could care less what you do. As long as you're happy and
get
you enjoy yourself.
Billy, get Giggles. Please get Giggles.
Why, I light her on fire?
No.
Just asking.
I'm not a bottom.
You're not a bottom?
No.
Did you ever stick your dick in a guy and then this happens?
No.
Just one. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever, like, tongue fuck a dude and then he just...
Well, you know what? That did happen in a Craigslist date that I had.
You had
in a car.
Wait, so you had a Craigslist date, you stuck your dick in a guy's ass, and then this?
No, I'm joking.
If you guys stick around long enough, you can learn how to take the job out of a blowjob between 6 and 6:45.
Take the job out of a blowjob.
That's at a Saturday seminar.
That means you do it for free? What does that mean?
You're asking me? I don't know. I'm not going to be there. I won't be collecting gifts.
That's a class.
Well, yeah. Why not, Bill? Why not are you not going to be with the guys?
Because you're going. Not? I'm not allowed.
Because Billy,
I can't mix mingle there.
You're a grown-ass man, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I choose not to go. I haven't gone before. Why go now?
Oh, Lord.
Gee, I wonder why.
You couldn't go.
No,
Giggles is a dirty slut. She would have fucking went.
Yeah,
she would have dragged him.
Wait.
Giggles,
I'm not,
dude.
I like how Giggles.
Women,
she really is like a dirty slut. How come she's like she acts like a real like conservative like a woman with manners like. Like nothing.
Like a woman
like,
with manners.
Allowed
that's how it's supposed
like,
to
you know,
work.
The dirty shit.
Yeah, because she's a freak in the sheets, but she's a lady in the streets. Don't you know how that's going to work?
Yeah.
God damn
no,
it.
No, that's right.
You know, they don't
give it all and let everybody.
She's not opening the door and sucking the mailman off. What the fuck? I mean, she's got shit to do.
Awesome.
Also on Saturday night, Coolio will be performing live.
Oh! Come along and ride.
I will bring my weed back.
All right, then you have Men of Risque. It's a male dance troupe.
What time is Coolio's show?
What time is Coolio's show?
7:30.
7:30.
Joe wants to get front row seats.
No, we should go later because we'll catch the Coolio show. You know.
I'll go see Coolio.
Then you have the Miss Exotica competition after the all-male dance troupe.
Well, Eddie won that list.
I did. I won it.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I'm still looking for my thong.
I know.
I believe it too.
I believe I got thighs.
I have one of his pasties.
Yep.
Poked you right in the eye, didn't
surgically he? Implanted up his ass.
That's true.
What else, Billy? Come on, let's tell. We gotta finish out the show. Whoring out this contest.
Are there a list of porn stars that will be there?
Yes, Joe. Look up scheduled guests.
Well, that's what I was looking up. I got to look up stars.
Oh, stars. I'm sorry.
The tulips that are going to be there.
Okay. Larkin Love, Maxine X, Taylor
Stop
Stevens.
Jerking off on the phone. We're trying to listen.
Mary Jade. Maria Jade. I'm sorry. Wait. Sky Black.
Oh, that's.
Two Wise.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Anastasia Rose. Ooh. Oh, it says load more.
Load more.
April Dawn, Johnny Goodluck.
Oh, he's got a big dick.
He's got big giant holes in his ears too. Like they
Johnny
I don't know.
Goodluck.
He gets three at a shot there.
Were you trying to say that his penis is going his ear holes?
I'm guessing. I don't know, man. This stuff's scary. I don't get this generation.
I'm not up on porn, Lee.
Me neither.
I don't know what's going on.
I pressed load more. It didn't add anything.
I told you, last time I really was in the porn, Vanessa Del Rio was a star.
There you go.
We got to find, by the way, because he keeps bringing up Vanessa Del Rio, and we have to. She lives on Staten Island.
Does she really?
I don't think she does anymore.
Why?
I think she moved.
Did you go to her house and scare her up?
No.
Set her on fire.
The people
I set her on fire, and I fucking put her out with ice picks.
Those that I knew. That knew her, you know, where she lived. They said she's not around there anymore.
Oh, okay.
But Billy still goes out to those bushes and jerks off every day.
Nah.
I know she
looking
was
at the
here.
House. You got Bella Doll.
Bazinga.
Jillian Jansen.
Oh, my God.
Are you coming right now?
I'm worried about this. Bridget B.
I probably know them by face. I have no clue what their names are.
There's Pinky. Not from Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky, wait. Is Pinky, correct me if I'm wrong, is Pinky the black chick with the big ass?
I don't know. It's a picture of a head.
No. I'm asking the guy that's jerking off to your lisp, asshole.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking pick up.
She'll be there, like,
he's
Monday.
Happy.
Yeah, when you mentioned her name, all we heard was boing.
Yeah, you got Bonnie Rotten, Brandy Love.
Oh, this is going to be the greatest day ever.
Misty Stone, Ava
Can you
Devine.
Sign my cock?
Yeah. I think he over there with Dobby.
Was Vaughn. Mr. Marcus.
Oh, my God. I want to interview that motherfucker. I want to interview him.
And by interview, you mean eat his asshole.
No.
Monroe Sweets.
I want to know how good Superhead's head is.
Superhead, a lady that gives amazing head.
I know who that is.
No, I'm explaining it to the white people. Come on. Billy just looked up and went, eh? Who?
All right, if you say so.
Who's this Superhead?
For the white people, Superhead is a video vixen who gives monster fucking brain.
Yeah, oh, monster, huh?
Yeah, boy.
With big fangs and...
They said she could suck your dick inside out.
No offense. Like, how is that like a superpower? like, legitimately, I think any girl can suck you off. You're still going to finish.
No. I think there are levels. There's
there's horrible girls that do horrible...
I felt chicks with teeth and all.
No, that's a toothy blowjob. She's
Black
off the fucking
and
thing.
Black and Decker Pecker record.
Yeah. But, Eddie, you've never had a girl that really gave, like, a lazy-ass blowjob?
I never had...
That's all I get.
Enough about Joe's wife. Yeah. Look, I've never...
You sleeping down here tonight,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Take this warm chicken cutlet, wrap it around it. Have fun.
I've never had a woman.
Buy myself a sheep.
I'm a virgin.
Back it up. September Rain, Addison Lee, AJ Applegate, Alexis Golden, Alex Cole. Alana Love.
Right, wait, Alex Cole going to be there?
Holy shit, Alex Cole. Who the fuck?
Alex.
Oh, my God.
Look at the Danny Puppets. Go, the Danny Puppets fucking surfing the web, too.
He's
I watched the most
up.
Amazing fucking video with Alexis Cole a few weeks ago.
Alex. Alex.
Alex, yeah, Alex. Alex. Is that, it's a girl. It's a chick, yeah.
Is that, is that the video where she has sex? I've seen no, it.
She was a delivery girl, yo. Oh my god, yo. She has like the. Oh, fuck. You'll Google her after the show.
I'm gonna Google myself after the show and see what
I got a strange feeling you will.
We gotta hang up on him, right? My producer was too busy telling you the stars. We gotta get off the fucking air. All right, so Saturday, what time are you gonna be in my house?
I'll be there by 11:30.
Oh, I'll be there a little later because I want to catch the late shows.
I want to catch,
catch the late shows.
Yeah, I'm about 12, bruh. 1 o'clock. Like
bro, I want to see Coolio, bro.
Yeah, otherwise you got to hang out until 7 o'clock. Yeah. Forget about it.
That's why you're going to see
There's
Coolio.
Stuff to do.
We're gonna. Well, I guess we're going to go see Coolio. Yeah. All right, Marcus, I got to hang up on you.
All right, keep in touch.
All right,
Marcus.
Later.
All right.
All right, take it easy.
Stay black.
So long, buddy.
Stay white.
Stay white. Fuck you.
Yeah, baby! Careless business!
Alright.
Why are we listening to this part?
Because I accidentally hit the button on hanging up on Marcus.
Oh, I like this
song. So it was a little bit of a drop, and we had to get out of here. Ricky Love, thank you for being on the show today. Bisexual Marcus, thanks for being somewhat gay. And everybody else, remember that free speech is never silent!
No!
So always speak the fuck up. And also remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, remember that chicken's going to be performing with Coolio at the Exotica concert. Remember that. And if that chicken's wearing blackface, it's not a chicken. It's a cow. All right. Until then, AMF, my friends, that stands for adios, motherfucker. Danny Puppet, tell him where
to
go.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.